Now, there are some extraordinary pictures coming through, and I've posted these up on 2GB.com of a man who is so lucky to be alive after his excavator rolled over into a dam, pinning him underwater. The man was on the excavator when it tipped over into a dam on the New South Wales mid-north coast. He was pinned under it, and only his nose and eyes were able to be above the water level. I mean, you can't believe your eyes when you're having a look at these images. I've got the still images here, thanks to the Nine Newsroom. They'll be showing all of this on their news tonight. But I asked whether or not we could post some of the images up on 2GB.com so you could see for yourself. And you see on there, you've got to look closely on there, and you can zoom in, and you see, oh, hang on a moment, what's that in the water? Oh, that's a nose and a mouth just peeking out from above the water. He was being held under there, I'm guessing, from the excavator and other equipment that had tipped into the water. Tim Davies has got the story, the Nine News reporter. He's on the line. G'day, Tim.
G'day, Ben. How are you?
I can't believe what I'm looking at here.
Yeah, you and me both. It's just an incredible image, isn't it? It's like amongst the lily pads, a pair of eyes popping up out of the water like you would expect a crocodile or something in the Northern Territory. There is a nose, there is eyes, there's a forehead there, and then all of a sudden you realise that's someone's head. And he is trapped. He was trapped for more than 2 hours under the metal roll bars off the back of this, holding up the canopy on his excavator. It fell into the water at his property at Charlotte Bay around 3 o'clock yesterday afternoon. Somehow he managed every so often enough strength to arch his back under that roll bar and call out for help. Around 500 meters away from where he was, Ben, his neighbor heard his cries for help and managed to come and find him.
What was holding him under there? It was that roll bar, was it, that's holding his body underneath the water?
It was. As that toppled into the water, that excavator, it somehow managed that roll bar. It must have thrown him out of his cab, and he somehow got stuck underneath it, and that pinned him under the water. As you can see from the photos, if you have a closer look, and for anyone that might catch these images tonight on Nine News, you'll see the metal arm of that that caterpillar excavator. You'll notice that that's actually being held up by a big bush rock on the side of the dam that's slipped and given way. Had that rock not been there, Ben, I have no doubt that Daniel Miller would not be alive today.
Has Daniel explained to you, I don't know whether he's well enough to be doing any talking, but has he or any of his family members explained to you what was going on in his head when this thing went on? And he must have been thinking that he was going to go completely under, and then all of a sudden it stops right at the spot where his nostrils are.
Exactly right. Yeah, you can imagine that, you know, going through something like this would be rather traumatic, and that is unfortunately the case. Daniel is not 100% there yet after this ordeal. It was only sort of this time yesterday afternoon that he was then airlifted from his property down to John Hunter Hospital. Miraculously, he's managed to walk away with just minor physical injuries, but as I say, those mental scars will probably be there for some time.
All right, he's going to have a hell of a story to tell. We'll see it on Nine News tonight. Thanks for sharing it with us, Tim.
Anytime, Ben.
Tim Davies, the Nine News reporter. When you go to the website, there is a new feature on the 2GB website. Well, the whole website is new, and I'm just learning about it as well. At first, I thought, oh, no, they haven't posted the close-up photo so you can really see his head and the fact that, well, half of the head is underwater. So you can't see his neck, you can't see his chin, you can't see his mouth, and the water level is literally between his top lip and the bottom of his nostril. But if you go onto the website, you'll see there's a arrow pointing right. So when you get onto the photo, click right so you can then see the close-up version, which will give you a full appreciation of just how lucky this man is.